Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio dial at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. We have a great guest that's joining us this afternoon. Ed Ramsey is here to talk to us not only about his love of music, but also to introduce new music here on our show. Ed, welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, thank you, Cyrus. It's good to be here.
Well, man, first of all, congratulations to you on what you're doing. We're going to be listening to the single Can't Breathe here in a moment on the show, but I want to start off by talking about what this journey in music has been like for you. When did you first realize that music was going to be the way that you kind of spoke to the world?
You know, that's a great question, Cyrus. I grew up in a family where music was a very primary focus in our family. My mom was a gospel singer. All my sisters, I have four older sisters, all my sisters sing, and we grew up with just all kinds of music in our home. You know, family would get together and we'd sing all the time, and being the youngest, you know, I kind of absorbed a lot of that. So my love of music, you know, and really all genres of music. My parents introduced me to jazz and classical and, of course, gospel music, you know, all kinds of music at a young age, so.
Yeah, yeah. So now when you look at what you're able to do, I mean, you've gone from now being a lover of your a lover of music to individuals now loving your own music. What has that transition been like for you to now have people saying how much they enjoy you and appreciate what you're contributing in music?
No, it's been great, I'll tell you. I mean, just the feedback and the response to my first this first release that we put out in November called Conversations, We Need a Word. It's, you know, just first of all, I'm a writer. I love to write. I write poetry, and I love to write songs. So just to really dig into the, you know, to the emotion of a song, to really dig into, you know, the context of life and life experiences, I think that's the thing that I hear most about the music that I write and the music that I do, is that it's really, it's so real, and it's an expression that people can relate to.
Yeah. Let's talk about music right now. I mean, you talk about the project Conversations. We're going to tell our listeners how they can get their own conversations at the end of the program. But I think faith is so much a part of what we do in life. And for you, I'm sure, to pursue a career like this, faith definitely had a major role in that. Talk to us about the decision, because I think for everybody, God becomes real to them in different ways. When did God really become real to you, that you knew that you had to do all you could to be able to please him and also to share him?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. You know, I grew up in a home where, you know, faith was the center of our home. Both my mother and my father, my dad was a pastor. He's currently a bishop. And growing up in a home, of course, you learn all the form and all the fashion of church. But
right.
I attended Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And not until I was probably in my second semester of my sophomore year there, I really had an encounter, a real experience with God. One time with my wingmates, you know, that's people you live with, we had like a little prayer event, and and that night I had an encounter with God that really, I would say, became the turning point in my life as mm-hmm. it relates to really connecting myself to the purpose and plan that God had for me, really connecting myself to the destiny that God was laying and unfolding before me. So at that time, you know, I actually joined with a group of young men on the campus, and we formed a group called New Beginnings. It was a gospel group, and we traveled around in Tulsa, and we went to, you know, other areas in Texas and in Oklahoma, and we ministered to young people. I mean, we really wanted to reach out to youth. So that's where I would say it began. And then from there, I mean, really my desire to really understand the will of God and the purpose of God drove me to really dig into his word and really learn for myself, you know, what
right.
it means to be and have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So that was really the key, I would say, when I went to college at Oral Roberts.
Yeah, and I think that's such a great thing because, I think sometimes, especially for young people, it seems almost impossible to have an intimate relationship with our Creator, and I think it's great. In fact, the name of your project, Conversations We Need a Word, I mean, to me, speaks to that. Talk to us about how the project came about, Ed, and also about the single Can't Breathe.
Yeah, you know, I was going through some major transition in my life. And as I stated, I love to write, and I love to write songs. And many of these songs just really came to me just through experience and through trial, tribulation, joy, and triumph. I mean, the album, many of the themes are about restoration and redemption and God's unconditional love. Because through those experiences that I had and through that transition in my life, God was really sharing things with me that really became very personal and intimate encounters. And I took those encounters and actually wrote them down in the song. So when you hear songs like Can't Breathe, which is really a song about the prodigal son, but I really took the song and I said, let me write from the emotion of the actual character rather than just looking at it as a parable. So I
right.
took the song and I said, hey, let me write it as if I am the prodigal son himself. And I'm disconnected, and I'm trying to find my way back home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the core of that song is someone's, you know, who's cut off and feeling like they're lost, and they know that, you know, that God is calling them, and they know that God is there, and really just digging into the emotion of that expression in that scene.
Right. Well, since we have you here with us, Ed, why don't you do the honors and introduce the single for us?
Well, thank you. Well, I want to introduce to everyone and all your listeners, again, a song that I call my personal testimony, song Can't Breathe on the album Conversations We Need a Word.
Never thought it'd be this way. Never thought I'd live without you. Thought I'd be with you and the plan you had for me. So here is where I stand. So now I'm in a place so lost. Everywhere I turn, I hear a voice, and you say,
every breath, every step I take could be my last. So I drop to my knees and I ask the Lord for a calling. Sick of all the women in the ballin'. Grew up in the church, so those are the roots. Somewhere I got lost, I bit the forbidden fruit. Died on the cross to save us from our sins, we salute. King of all kings, the only begotten truth, the Son. I was so busy having fun, I began to suffocate. It was working on my lungs to the point where I couldn't breathe. Satan invited me in and I couldn't leave. But then I broke away the chains, committed my life to God and letting His Spirit reign down on me. His love had prevailed, my faith was on life support. Then I inhaled.
Ed Ramsey here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM, and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. It's from his project, Conversations We Need a Word. We're speaking with Ed Ramsey here on the program. Ed, when people hear that song and hear the other selections on Conversations, what is your hope for them that they will be able to apply in their own lives?
You know, my hope is that when people hear the album and hear the songs on the album, is that they know that, first of all, that God is a God of love. Ultimately, you know, God is love. And no matter where you are in your life, no matter what you've done, you know, God is always there to receive you. So that's one of the main things I want people to know, is God's unconditional love is always available. You know, you may think you've done the worst thing, the worst thing in your life, but the Bible says that nothing can separate us from the love of God through Christ Jesus. So I want everyone to know that, and that's what I really want to convey most of all through this album, is that God is a God of complete and total love, and love is the most powerful thing, that the most powerful weapon that we have. So that's what I wanted to share.
Yeah, and I think that's a great message. How has your idea, because you mentioned earlier in the conversation about the epiphany you had when in college, talk to us about how your idea of success has changed since, especially showcasing this project. Because I think a lot of times, and it's ironic that this came to you while in college. How do you think your idea of success has changed, and what would you like to say to people about the role of success in our lives and how we look at it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'll tell you, while I was at college, this dream of climbing the corporate ladder and, being, a high-level executive at a company. I mean, of course, those are great aspirations, and those are things that we should aspire to do. But without a relationship with Jesus Christ, it's all meaningless, you know. I remember a song, Commission, one of my favorite groups in college, and even today, Fred Hammond and Commission, they had a song that said, "Only what you do for Christ will last." And the more and more I realize that, the more and more I realize that my definition of success has to be that everything that I do is Christ-centered, and that Christ is the center of everything in my life. So, you know, even with my family and my children, you know, I really try to stress the importance of Christ being the center of everything we do, because that's real success in relationships,
right.
You know, in work life and whatever you do. Because that's the only thing that's going to last in the end.
Exactly, exactly. Ed Ramsey, everyone, it's who we're speaking with. Can't Breathe is a single that we just heard. It's from his project, Conversations. We Need a Word. There's a great video, actually. I found it when I was getting ready for this interview that he has on YouTube. You can find it there. Of course, just look under Can't Breathe by Ramsey. This is where you'll be able to find it. For those that are following me on Twitter or friends with me on Facebook, we're going to be posting it right after this interview, so you'll be able to go there and to watch it and to click it. Make sure you spread the word as well. How else can our listeners? I know the project's available on iTunes as well, Ed, as well as I think CD Baby. They can hear music on Reverb Nation. Where is the best place for them to go to find out more information about you and also your music?
Yeah, I mean, you can go definitely to Reverb Nation. And then at Reverb Nation, just put in, you know, type in my name, and you'll have, you know, a lot of information there. Also, I'm on Facebook. Conversations, you know, is the link there on Facebook, so you can put in Ed Ramsey album release Conversations. And then, as you stated, I'm on iTunes, Amazon.com, CD Baby. I'm pretty much all over the web. Spotify. You can find out a lot of information and listen to samples of the song. And again, like you said, we're on YouTube too, so we have music and videos out there.
All right. Well, man, continued success to you, Ed. Thanks a lot for stopping by today and to share with us. And we look forward to staying in contact with you, man.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Cyrus. And, I love the name of your show, too, Conversations.
Yeah, hey, you can't go wrong with a conversation. So,
that's right.
Conversations,
that's right.
We Need a Word, and also, of course, here on Conversations Live. So, man, again, continued success, and we'll definitely be following back up with you.
Thank you. Thank you much, and God bless.
Hey, God bless you as well. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, will be here to give us our quick and easy cooking tip of the day. You're listening to Conversations Live on the radio at 92.3 FM and online worldwide at blogtalkradio.com.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Character building counts. Have you weaved a character building message such as goodness, honesty, leadership, empathy, or responsibility into your book of any genre? Most likely you have. Character Building Counts Book Awards can help you market your book through our unique book award program. We honor children's, young adult, fiction, and nonfiction books, from romance and paranormal to business and memoir.